Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture. Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
DJ Khan. I don't have my horn because I'm using my phone to do this.
Oh yes,
I don't
know. I'm gonna get one that says Bob.
Oh yes, I'm on the expressway, and am I the only one que se persina every time I drive by the shrine in Santa
Monica? No, I still do that.
Es todo. How about you? Nah, pinche Bobby es diablo.
I go to Catholic Church. I go to Mass, but. I don't have that. I don't have that. That I guess mania or that habit of doing it.
Yeah.
And it's good. I mean, I anyone who does it badass, you know, like that's your faith. That's your, you know, what you feel will protect you, will help you. But I don't do it.
I always do it every time.
I pass by the shrine and when we're gonna go on a trip, like I me persino.
Yeah.
Like when we're driving.
Yo estoy contigo. Mm-hmm. Primeramente Dios.
So I don't. And I don't do the when mandan versino, I do this only. I don't do the extra kiss.
No,
I don't know why. It doesn't. You know, I always just do the cross and you know.
I go just go like this. I don't kiss, go.
But tampoco te vas a pichonear el dedo, güey.
I just go like this, and I always, you know.
El hace del beso así como
es que como éramos los Knights Templar así nos presionamos. los Illuminati así nos presionamos
y con ustedes Bobby sus pinches mamadas no sí. Tardó para cagar el mal, pero bueno,
Illuminati, güey.
Is that you think a Hispanic thing when you pass by a church, a Catholic church? I know it's a Catholic thing because
I think so, but you know what, it's only like two churches that I pass by that I do that at.
Mine is only San the shrine. Juditas.
I go when I pass San Juditas, St. Jude's, I do mm-hmm. it there and here at the shrine in San Juan.
Because to us, they you know, when we were young, they represented like
they would, and they would the tell church. Us, like our parents would tell us.
And I know people that'll do it at any church.
Oh, really?
If they see a church, yeah, se persina. And even if they don't know if it's the denomination or whatever, if it's not denominational or whatever, yeah, they'll be like, oh, it's a
como
church.
Quiera. Because,
yeah, because that's why. Those were our main churches. That's where we would ask for miracles. San Juditas and the shrine.
San Juditas, yeah. So for those of you that don't know, that San Juditas is a place where it's a church, but they have like an altar outside. You buy a candle and you can lit the candle there and then you ask for prayers and people say that they've gotten...
San Juditas is a saint of work.
Yeah? St. Jude. It's St. Jude.
St. Jude.
St. Jude. Yeah, St. Jude is a saint of work, no algo así?
I'm really not sure.
I'm not Catholic, so...
Lisa's not no longer Catholic. Catholicism, so, but I'm not that great of a Catholic, so I don't.
I'm not religious. I'm not. I don't believe in religion, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's like a gym membership. You go every once in a while.
I go a lot to church, and I've even read the Bible, guys. You know, like don't get me wrong. I've done this.
No, I read the Bible. I have faith, and I read the Bible, but I don't believe in religion. That's just me.
Just don't be an asshole.
That's exactly what I.
Okay, my book.
I just feel that religions are man-made. Religions are man-made, so I'm like, and I've just seen a lot of bad stuff.
Catholicism was made by Christ,
church, and all that stuff. So Yeah, I don't.
That's my preacher to everyone. Yeah. Just don't be an asshole.
Yeah, the only religion that was made by God was Catholicism. So, you know, the rest of them, I don't know. Oh, and Scientology. Don't forget Scientology, guys.
Tom Cruise.
Calmate, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
But so we're talking about Christ, and we're talking about our religion and our faith and everything. And we'll, you know, what's coming up? What's coming up?
Christmas.
Actually, it's Christ Mass.
Yeah. Christ Mass or tamales. Christ
Mass, yeah. So yeah, it's coming up, guys. How many days? Well, this comes out on Tuesday. So how many days from Tuesday?
From Tuesday, so Tuesday will be the 8th. 16 days for Christmas Eve.
Right, and that's when our day is. As Latinos, guys, our day is Christmas Eve. That's when we get together. That's when we have their parties. That's when we party out and we hang out and everything. And of course, it goes into Christmas morning. When your last uncle passes out, that's when you can open the presents. It's usually about 8 or 9 a.m. The sun's coming up, and they're like, "Oh, you're the dia." They fall asleep. Yeah. And that's when we can start opening our gifts. That's how we know. Except for one of our uncles who probably would never pass out. Shout out to my Conchino.
Conchino de pase.
Who could fucking drink like 4 days straight. Ooh,
I can't hear you.
Tio Chilino.
Oh, Chilino.
Yeah. Dude, we used to go to Mexico, bro. Desde las 9 de la mañana, bro. 9 a.m. And we would fucking drink till 4 or 5 p.m.
La verga,
me and my cousins would come back shit-faced, bro. My uncle would come back and keep drinking and fucking turn on the barbecue pit.
Damn. And you know what? And I fucking believe it, way. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my fucking mind that that's not true, way.
It's a pinche madre. And we're not talking about beer, bro. To him, beer was like the starter. Beer was like the charcoal starter de la pinche barbecue, way. You know what I mean? Once the beer started kicking in, pull out the tequila, bro. Pull out the tequila.
He was a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, alcoholic. But you know what? He stopped drinking, and he's doing really good.
Ah, todo puto.
He's doing pretty good.
He's a quitter.
He's a quitter.
No, that's good, man. That's good for him. Good for his health.
Yeah, he got pretty sick, and you know, I mean, you can't do that, you know, guys. You can't be, you know.
Drinking.
It's something that your body's just not gonna take.
Yeah, anyway, for those many hours, yeah, you can't be doing it.
Yeah. So Christmas. What about Christmas? I don't know.
Let's talk about the craziest gift you've ever gotten.
Craziest or most memorable?
Yeah, let's do most memorable. The same thing. Or memorable can be good. It could be most memorable.
Right. It could be, you know, where you cry and you, oh, you made me cry. Oh my God.
Or
you can be like, what the fuck did you give me?
I was going to say one of those. Wait, no, wait. Okay. I'll go ahead and start. Okay. I was in the sixth grade. Yes. At Buckner. Sixth grade. So te acuerdas that we would do exchange or some, not everyone. And we would put a price limit.
It was always $5.
Yeah, $5. So but back then, what, 92, 93, $5 was shit, at least at our age, era chingo de feria.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like a little remote control car, robot ass remote control car. It was $5. And hold on. So I was expecting something just as nice.
Wait, you bought the remote control car for somebody?
Yes, for somebody. Okay. Wait, I got two fucking pencils. No mames.
That's when you would get two pencils for a quarter, bro. You remember that?
The little machina.
The machina.
Wait. I got real sad, bro. Like, I got real agüitado. Like, no mames. And even the teacher looked at me like, shit, motherfucker, pues te chingaste.
Were they cool pencils? Were they like
Lisa Zambe, Frank? Wey, eran pinches lápices pedorros, like the ones they fucking
number two yellow pencils.
Yes, way.
Damn.
I got sad.
But who gave it to you? Was it a very, you know, we know our class, we knew our classmates, bro. We knew which classmates couldn't, you know, they couldn't
afford it or, yeah.
¿Te acuerdas de Rosbel Muñoz?
Oh, yeah.
That guy, wey.
Bro, that's hilarious.
I don't remember the name.
I don't remember if he had money or he didn't, or if he, you know.
He had money to fucking be wearing botas avestruz.
Yes, he had gold chains, gold bracelet, and the boots. Yeah, I remember.
Yes. So wait, and had, I got two
ostrich boots in the fucking sixth grade, bro. You had to have some kind of money, Lee.
Wait, and I got two pencils, bro. I was real sad. I was like, fuck, pues ya que chingados.
Nice.
So that was my I guess memorable, because I still fucking remember. And you know, shittiest, I guess, all know, in one.
What I do to prevent that from happening is I always buy like two or three extra gifts for my students in case something like that happens. And I just say like, oh, look, this was there too. They gave you this also.
Oh, so if they give you like a, yeah, like if they get
a. Yeah, but I mean, well, you know, yeah. Because you see, my students, well, a lot of them, they're not going to understand.
Yeah.
Like some parents can't afford it, or some people, you know, are just going to be like that. So they'll say something, you know, a lot of them, some of them won't, you know, most of them are very grateful and stuff. But some of my students will say, like,
the heck is this? Oye, Bobby. Pero no mames, wey, two pencils, wey.
That's funny, dude. That is like memorable.
That's fucked up, wey. And you know, you would get home and be like, oh, mira ma, lo que me dieron.
Yeah.
Boys, wey. And my mom was like, pues que te regalaron? And I, like, fuck, dude, I was so like, aguitado, wey. And I showed her the pencils, and she was like, yeah, nunca jamás. Like, she was just pissed, dude.
That's funny.
Wait.
My mom would have said something like, well, you know, not everybody's,
don't, yeah, and they probably can't afford it. Or...
That's the first thing she would have said. Pobrecitos, a lo mejor no tienen. You know, because there was a lot of our friends, bro, they didn't,
yeah,
they
yeah.
didn't
have
plus well, us too, but our parents would try to.
Right, because our parents would try. I think maybe that's what gave your mom the coraje, that she's like, I try.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, right? Because
had no money either. You know, but they tried their best to get us what we needed to get. And of course, we wanted to get something cool for our friends.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, fucking badass.
You want to be the one who gives the, you know, the nice gift. But I mean, that's how we were brought up, I think. Like, my mom would never say, no, ya jamás, no. She would be like, deja, you know, you're still going to.
Or she forgot about it the next year, but of course.
Yeah, I'm sure she did it the next year.
Yeah.
But it did, I mean, I'm sure that's why she got upset. With
yeah, I'm sure, like, she was upset because
I bust
like,
my ass yeah. to get my kids. Stuff,
and I'm sure, you know, she was upset that she knew that Khan felt bad. Like, chingao, you know, you try.
I did feel bad. Those pinches lapices, you know, mames, we. I was real sad.
Funny, that is a memorable one.
It's more than memorable. It scarred me for life because I still remember, we. Anyways, ahora sigues tú.
So now you have something to talk about in therapy, Con.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I
what
was hurt.
Lisa? What did you get? I don't really.
So
for me, I'm thinking.
I'm not big with gifts. Like, I prefer people not to give me gifts. Like, I'm kind of like my mom. Like, I'm like, no, don't worry about me. Like, I've never been the type to ask for gifts. Like, even when people ask me, I usually say, like, don't worry about it. Don't get me anything. But so the most memorable gift that I can remember is some Elf shoes that I really wanted. Some tennies from Montgomery Ward's, and I really wanted tennies. Them.
I remember some Elf shoes at the I remember some Elf.
Yeah,
shoes.
They were tennies. They were like high tops, and I really wanted them. And I've always been, since I was little, like, I would save my money, and I would like, just in case my
did
parents don't have money, and I wanted to buy my own stuff all the time. I want to say,
wait,
I was like in fifth grade.
Did you say Elf or Alf?
Alf. Elf.
Oh, okay.
Alien life.
Elf,
form, the
alien.
Elf puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show. Elf.
El que se comía los gatos.
Hey. Sí. Gatos.
So I think I want to say I was in fifth grade and I remember I really wanted them. They were at Montgomery Ward's. And I remember Dad said, we can't afford them. So I was like, I was super sad. And I was like, that's fine. Right. But he got them for me for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So that was like,
You see, that's good, memorable, you know, that's like, kind of the opposite of, it's totally the opposite of Con's memorable. That's hilarious. But yeah, Alf shoes, that was pretty cool. I mean, I guess they were really cool because at the time Alf was big, right? I mean, I remember getting Alf a record at Burger King. And I think Mom still has it.
Oh, yeah.
You would go to Burger King and it was like a record, but it was like paper and then like a little tiny bit of vinyl. It was all like wobbly.
Yeah.
But you could play it in a record player and it would sing, "Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda." And I still remember this because I thought it was like the coolest thing that I ever got from a Burger King or
like a kids Happy meal, you know,
type. Yeah, kids meal. I was like, this is fucking awesome. It's a record. Like I was like just really, you know, impressed by it. And I still remember it. And I still remember the song because Alf's girlfriend was, I think it was Rhonda. Right, Rhonda. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think so.
Rhonda Rousey,
and she died because remember his planet got blown up.
My thing cut off. I didn't hear the story. Chinga.
Alf has had a tough life. Pobre Alf. Shout out to Alf. Wherever you're at, Alf, you're having a good life.
That was a good show. Chinga de gato.
Yeah.
That's I mean, could you have a show like that now where an animal or where like an alien eats cats? I don't think so, right? Like PETA would come all over there and do all kinds of shit and say, "You shouldn't be doing eating cats." But so my most memorable it's kind of sad, guys. I remember you know, I remember everybody getting like really nice things, and I know I would go. You know, I was what, like 14 years old. I'm like, yeah. So I was 14 years old, and you know, well, like I said, everybody was getting good, cool stuff and everything. And plus, my dad couldn't afford all these things, so you know, he gave me a pack of cigarettes. And he said, "Smoke them up, Bobby. Smoke them up."
That was my Christmas gift.
You guys remember that? You don't remember that? The Breakfast Club.
Oh yeah.
1980s movie. Yeah, smoke him up, Johnny. Says, smoke him up.
Yeah, that hit.
But he said Johnny isn't Bobby.
His dad gave him a pack of cigarettes for his, I think it was his birthday or something like that, and like, "Smoke him up, Johnny." But anyways, I remember this was a very memorable one because I couldn't believe my parents spent this much money on it. They bought me a bike. It was a red bike. It was pretty cool. I was like 9. I don't know, something like that. 10 maybe.
Había chingo de feria, bato.
Ese año había bank, bro.
I think that was probably the year that I got the Elf shoes, because before then we wouldn't get.
My dad probably hit a bank pot number or something.
Yeah. That year he got some money. For the Thanksgiving Day pot.
He probably got the Thanksgiving Day pot. Football numbers, guys. Those are not pot. I remember he got me a bike, but we went to a store called Western Auto. It doesn't exist anymore. It was in 10th Street, McAllen, and he took me and we were looking around, whatever, and there was a bike there, and I was like, "Oh, cool, you know, bike or whatever." I didn't have a bike at the time, I guess. And he told me, "You want one?" I was like, "Yeah." So he's like, "Get it." So I got the box. I couldn't even fucking pick it up. It was a huge box.
¿Dónde me rotaba ese Western Auto?
Oh, I remember.
It was on 10th Street. Remember Western Auto? Check it out. Was on 10th Street.
By D-tronics, okay.
No. Remember there was a car that used to sell like exotic cars and oldies? Okay,
yeah, there, that's somewhere where it was.
In that area.
That's oh, okay, was, okay, yeah. yes.
Right there in front of that, I think. That area. So I remember, and I was that was pretty cool, dude. I mean, if you're 10 years old, you get a fucking bike. I don't care
how much you have.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, because that was what, like 87?
I think it was, you know what? Yeah, it was probably like 87, because in 89 or 90 is when I got a Nintendo. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's fucking badass.
That was pretty bad too. And that was when the Nintendos were like coming out and shit. You know, that was like if someone would come with the PS5,
we wouldn't get really good gifts. Only Letty would.
Letty, they would get her diamond shoes and fucking Gucci.
No, she would underwear. Get like nicer gifts because she would ask.
Yeah, no, I never really asked.
Like we never asked. Me and Bobby never asked, but Letty would.
Mm-hmm. I remember my mom would ask us.
I guess because she was older too.
Like we only had one. Like we could only choose one gift. Mm-hmm. I wanted a remote control car. Okay, we'd go to Radio Shack. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got a badass fucking remote control car. And I drove it into the water and it fucking stopped working.
When was that? I remember something like that happening, but I guess maybe it happened to a lot of kids.
I think so. This happened back in, I was in junior high. Might have been like in seventh grade.
And I wonder if I ever went to your house at that time.
I don't think so. No, yo estaba jugando and it landed right in the water. Bicho Omar starts laughing. I got rolling out. I had to wait for it to dry and it worked again. So anyway.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So it didn't mess up completely.
No, I didn't mess up just for that day.
The memorable gifts again. Bike.
Elf shoes.
Pencils.
Elf shoes and...
Pinche vato gente, güey, neta, güey, dos pinches lápices, güey.
The funny thing is that they were yellow pencils. Like, at least if they were Christmas pencils, you know, like, hey,
yeah, that they had when they started. You know? I think those are the years that they started with the real cool, like, Ninja Turtles or whatever it was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and they weren't cheap, right? Ninja Turtle pencils That brand Lisa pencils. Frank, remember that one with she had like Frank? All these weird designs and stuff.
I used to love Lisa Frank.
They had like a lion.
Yeah, they had those trapper keepers that were like real cool and you know, they had cool pencils, but the fact that it was number two yellow pencils, me, I'm imagining it right now. Did he wrap them? Did he fucking wrap them?
Yes, he did, we.
Oh, so wrapped, it was intentional then. And that was intentional. Like, that was his gift.
But it was...
Wasn't like, oh, shit, we forgot the gift. Let's stop at fucking supermarket and get something.
Pero te acuerdas how you would just pick out a name? Like, you didn't know who you're going to get or who you're going to give.
It was a secret Santa.
Yeah. So you would just take the gifts, y orale, and then you would pick out a name. You're like, oh, badass, I got whatever. Oh, I got this one. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, fuck it, I got this guy. Fucking guy comes up to me with fucking two pencils and they were wrapped with no mames. Pinches huevos de vato el chile.
What about girlfriends? Girlfriends or boyfriends? I knew people that got their girlfriends like these extravagant, crazy gifts since like junior high. Remember junior high and a guy got a Dooney purse for a girl?
Yes, way.
That was crazy.
And that's because back then, I mean,
but she got him like a Sega, no? Not like a Super Nintendo?
Something like that, yeah. Like they each got each other these crazy gifts. So even in junior high, I knew people that were getting each other crazy gifts for Christmas. Did you all ever get anything like really badass, you know, from anyone?
I got this really cool neon sign. And it said DJ Khan.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I got a ring for Christmas.
An expensive ring?
It was a ring, yeah. Gold ring.
Where is it?
I think mom has it, probably.
Dubab?
Mom's collection. No. I mean, nothing like really crazy. I can't remember right now. You guys are putting me on the spot. My wife's going to...
Get mad at you.
This is just gonna be like, no te acuerdas, no te acuerdas.
You said junior high and high school.
High right, high like school. When we were little, like when we
yeah,
know, when you
that,
were young,
that was the ring, like, a ring. I got a ring in junior high. I mean, in middle, in high school.
In high school.
Whoa. Yeah. No. I mean.
Oh yes. Okay. And now, like, how do you have a spending limit? Like, do you have a limit now? Like, to like, say, for example, your wife. Like, you have a limit?
My wife and I don't give each other gifts.
That's
anymore.
What we do. Yeah. Me and Frank started, like, we don't get me anything. And he'll, mm-hmm. I used to still get him something at least something small or whatever. And then And then we just said, no, no, like, don't get me anything. Because then I guess he felt bad. Like, I didn't get you anything because you said no. And so we stopped. Right.
And that's the problem here, too, that my wife still gets me something. Like, she'll still give me, like, a shirt. Or she'll give me, you know, something at least.
When not Tommy shirt.
When I'm not sure, not Tommy.
Shirt. We do the same. También. We say we're not going to get any. We're just going to get you one gift. Yeah. We end up getting, like, the kids, like, three gifts.
The kids, yeah.
Or, like, the kids, or even my wife, like, I'll ask her what she wants, and she'll say, like, one thing only, like, shoes or, you know. Luckily, she doesn't ask for, like, earrings or chains or
Does rings. She ever tell you the infamous...
No le gustan esas cosas.
Nomás con que te portes bien.
That was my mom.
I've gotten it, I've gotten it before. I got it before from my mom, though, not from my
mom. My mom tells us, no más que se porten bien conmigo. That's all I want.
¿Qué quieres?
That's not really true. The thing is that she's so fucking picky.
Yeah, we can't get her shit. Super picky.
And it could be the best shit in the world. Like, it could be, you know, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Fendi, whatever the hell, dude. But if she doesn't like it, she doesn't like it. She'll find something.
Yeah.
And she won't wear it, bro. She won't wear it. And she'll tell you it's nice. She won't be a bitch about it and say, like, oh, fuck that. Take it away.
And she won't wear it.
She'll never fucking wear it, dude. She'll have it in her closet.
She's real simple, but she's real picky. Like, simple and picky.
It has to be her picking it out. And that's the way my wife is. She's very simple. My wife doesn't have to have, you know, all these name brands and all these things. But if she doesn't pick it herself, she won't wear it. It'll go to waste. So it's like, that's why it's very hard for me. Usually it's perfume, because I know what perfumes she likes. So that's Alien. The easy thing for me.
Halloween? ¿A cuál le gusta? ¿Alien or Halloween?
No, she likes Britney Spears.
This is the best perfume. One.
¿Cuál es ese? Beautiful?
No.
No,
Baccarat.
Baccarat?
Yeah, it's super, I like playing that good. In Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's the Daisy one, the Marc Jacobs or something like that.
Marc Jacobs Daisy. Oh, yeah, that was good.
It's not that expensive. I think it's like
$100. This one is expensive. So that's why I only buy it once in a while.
This one is.
Pero that one? Baccarat. That's the only thing that I'm super picky about is my perfumes. But I think I get that from mom. Mom is very, like, she has to have perfume on. Like me, I don't go anywhere, but I still put perfume.
Oh yeah, and my mom, even when we had little money, like, my she dad. Would have to have Eternity. It was always Eternity.
She loves
that's my dad's way. Every Christmas, that's when my mom gets some Eternity. Every Christmas, todavía that or Nautica.
Well, now my mom has changed. She's changed.
Oh, now she likes the Chanel Chance.
Oh yeah, now she likes Chanel.
When Enrico tu ama.
But it was always Eternity. But my mom is still kind of easy to please. You get her Eternity or you get her sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Ah, see?
My mom has always worn sunglasses ever since I can remember. Yes,
the big old 70s.
Uh-huh.
Big old glasses.
And now that she has eye problems, she wears them all fucking day. Even at night, she's at her house. She's wearing her sunglasses.
He said, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm going to keep them on.
She's got them on day and night, like Snoop Dogg, güey. Like, siempre los tiene puestos, güey.
Yeah. Smoke weed every
Snoop
day.
Snoop Loop.
Gangsta mom, dog.
That's Snoop Loop.
Snoop Loop.
Yep, Snoop La Loop. But she's got some problem with one of her eyes. So, it, you know, light hurts her eyes. Yeah. So she'll wear, I'm telling you, If I go turn on the light at the house, she'll go put on her glasses. Bap. Her sunglasses.
Bap.
Bap. Mm-hmm. Bap.
Turn that off. Bap. Turn it off. I can picture her saying that.
Pa que prendes eso? No, that's what she says. Pa que prendes la luz.
I don't need no fucking light in this house. I can see in the dark.
Fuck your light, bitch.
Fuck your light. I see in the dark.
I can see in the dark. That's right.
But yeah, but I mean, so yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Memorable Christmases.
Memorable Christmas gifts. Let us know what your memorable gift, either crazy, shitty, or amazing.
Sad.
Sad. Like Con's gift.
So if anyone wants to give me a gift or something.
To make up for the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Heartbroken fifth grade.
Send me an email, drangel112@hotmail.com. Even though, hey, don't worry about it. It's okay.
But if you'd like to send cash, it'd be better, guys.
WN Cash App, $KONNOR99. I take it all.
There you go, guys. Anything else? Is there anything new going on?
No, we'll make announcements on Fridays if anybody wants announcements.
So remember Tequila Friday, guys. On Friday, join us.
Join us every Friday on Facebook Live. We go on every Friday around 7:30, 8:30. It's been a little later because we all get
busy. I'm from India.
So thank you for listening. We will see you next time. Bye, guys.
Orale, bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at Untecito Podcast or email us at untecitopodcast@gmail.com. Join us next Tuesday.